Hey everyone, it's Erin, and it's another episode of Causes or Cures coming from my hopefully not so loud living room in New York City, though I already hear a construction guy hammering outside. Joy, oh joy. but I'm super excited because today we're talking about comedic meditation, something that was co-founded by Carla Collins and Katie Reese. And before I get into who they are, I just want to say I have been obsessed with the topic of how laughter and humor affect our physiology and heal us ever since I read Norman Cousins' book called Anatomy of an Illness, in which he describes being diagnosed with this horrifically, horrifically painful illness. And doctors told him he only had months to live. And he healed himself. He healed himself and he relied a lot on laughter and humor. And that book is basically the Bible for how laughter helps our physiology and benefits us. My second favorite dinner party fact, you know, everyone always talks about how laughter increases endorphins. So my second favorite dinner party fact is the word endorphin is actually a shortcut word for endogenous morphine. And doesn't that sound good? Endogenous morphine? Yeah. I mean, talk about marketing. My first favorite dinner party fact is that Tiny Tim had renal tubular acidosis, and that was the cause of his limp, if you get into the pathway. I am an absolute hit at dinner parties. Anyways, so who's on the line? Carla Collins. Carla Collins is an award-winning comedian. She's a best-selling author. She performs all over the country. She's based in Los Angeles, and she is the co-founder of Comedic Meditation. The other co-founder is Katie Reese. She's also on the line, and Katie also is the co-owner of Elements of Wellness, which is based in Los Angeles, and that's where they host Comedic Meditation, which I plan on trying next time I get out to LA. So let's talk to them and learn more about who they are, how they got into this, what it is, and does it or does it not involve goats, right? Okay, let's go.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for doing this. When I saw on Carla's page, when I saw the comedic meditation, all my neurons lit up. I was like, that is so cool. Because as a doctor, I'm so interested in, combining laughter and humor and with wellness. So I'll just start, Carla and Katie, did you both create the comedic meditation, or how did that come about?
We did. Carla was actually getting treatment.
Yeah, she has a wellness center here, so I was getting some light therapy.
So some treatments, and we were kind of just chatting, and I said, because we've got this huge open space as part of our area, because the whole idea for our center, because my business partner's a chiropractor, and we do functional medicine and things of that nature. And it really just got to the point where I was like, I used to be a stand-up comic, and kind of doing some of the research that I've done and what kind of classes and offerings we wanted to have in the space, from yoga to stretching classes to obviously meditation. And, you know, I always feel super uncomfortable in those darn things, and having kind of the sixth sense of humor that I do have, you know, it's not really welcoming for people like me who will go dirty in a second and huzz and ohms start to get a little, you know, weird. Yeah. So I was like, you know, I wish that there was a way that we could, you know, tie in meditation with comedy or something that already would make me feel good. Because as we know, when we go to stand-up comedy clubs, we actually kind of feel really good about ourselves. I mean, laughing obviously makes all those endorphins kind of fire. And I kind of did a little research, and there's been a couple of studies that have actually shown that true laughter, so not just the fake laugh, which is another type of meditation, which is
That's the laughing yoga. I can't. I try. I'm a yogi, but no.
I've done laughter yoga.
It's weird. I mean, it's like dancing in the mirror. By yourself.
I have to fake laugh for enough people in my life. No. I can't. Do any more laughing.
So finding that real laughter actually brings into this gamma state, or that gamma wave, which is what meditation does as well. I mean, it's really where the your brain waves are completely firing on all cylinders, and it feels like you're in a kind of a peace-like, almost sleep-like state, but you're really not. Obviously, if you're laughing and participating. And so it was kind of like, well, man, I mean, here's this world-renowned stand-up comic right at my fingertips, and if she, you know, was willing to kind of play with me, and we were kind of, you know, figuring out what we would do together here.
Katie, God bless her, has been to almost all my shows since I've met her. Sometimes against her will, but that's fine.
I know. I just realized I'm like, I should have started with like introducing, like letting you guys introduce yourselves. Cause I'm like, wait, what kind of background does Katie have? Cause I know, Carla, you're a stand-up comic.
Yeah. I'm a comedian now. That's my thing. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a writer as well. And in fact, a few years ago, I had a best-selling book called Angels, Vampires, and Douchebags. So I have been for a while now, at least the last decade or so, 15 years, as much as I do make fun of it, but you should also know I only make fun of things that I quite like or love. I've tried to combine spirituality and comedy in a, you know, in a user-friendly kind of way. Because I do think the closest distance between two people is laughter, and when I first got to LA, I took some Kabbalah courses because I joke you have to join a gang. You know, it was Kabbalists or Scientologists. So I went with an honest choice. And they used to call it holy laughter. And in fact, I did comedy at the Kabbalah Center thinking I really only want to be a part of something that, you know, sort of can make fun of themselves and some fun. And it's what we're doing here on Tuesday night sort of combines my, I don't have a lot of strengths, but I do quite a bit of work. I mean, really, I have like three or four, then that's it.
Self-deprecation.
Well, no, I mean, what I'm good at, I'm really good at, Aaron, but then really the rest of the stuff is like, should you see a doctor? Or why are you out in public? But I do a lot of voiceover work. I went into stand-up comedy full-time because who needs money? And Katie knew that I was, and so I also, I'm a dance teacher, and I was training an 83-year-old guy. Yes. I joke that I was training this 83-year-old because his much younger wife, I think, wants him dead. And so she was like, take him to the gym to get him out of my hair and have him do all the machines. And I said, he can't do that. So I ended up just doing like chair exercises, and I would end it with a guided meditation. And he really loved those. So I was going out, I was training him quite a few times a week. And so I just started writing and doing all these guided meditations because he loved that part.
So you wrote your own guided meditations.
Yeah. You know, like I borrowed liberty from some of the stuff I've heard. It's not like something entirely new, but yeah, I wrote my own because I don't know. I found a couple of those annoying. By the way, when I do the guided meditations, as Katie will tell you, it's not a parody. Like I do an actual guided meditation. I'm not doing shtick through the whole thing because that also would be annoying and maybe take people out of it. I do a little bit going in and then coming out, but during the 30 or 40 minutes, you're just listening to my dulcet tones. Like I said, it was either a phone sex operator or guided meditation. Again, choose the one that makes me no money at all, Aaron. That's possible.
And Kate, what is your background in wellness?
Yeah, well, great question. Because I've been all over the board. I mean, I obviously I'm a stand-up comic. I've been part of the Groundlings here in Hollywood, an improv part. And I'm like stumbling over my thoughts and my statements, so that really looks good right now. So I was in corporate at Disney. Like my last position over there was actually in feature animation. So go Frozen 2 this next couple weeks. But I had a thyroid issue, and kind of Western medicine was kind of failing me
Kidding.
Yeah, right? I know. What?
Shocking.
You know, $8,000 to just get diagnosed with something you already knew you had, but it had to get to that point where they could actually say what it was. All kinds of different things. Was on medication for 2 years, and all my symptoms kind of came back. And, you know, I was kind of sick of somebody telling me, well, you're 29. You know, you're just getting old. So, but my progesterone's lower than somebody postmenopausal. So how is that, you know? And I haven't found Mr. Right yet. So it's not like, I know if I want kids yet, but I didn't want that taken away from me. So anyhow, so I started doing my own research and kind of got into frequency healing and frequency therapies and different types and all of that, as well as into functional medicine, kind of treating things more from the supplement side and realizing that I probably had a gigantic nutrient deficiency. So kind of got onto this wavelength and kind of left my job at Disney because found kind of a better calling of if I could help educate and help other people take their own health into their own hands and know that there's other methods and that to have white coat syndrome where just because somebody's a doctor, right, that they, you know,
I'm
that you need
to edit that out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's a doctor. Right, but you need to have doctors that actually care and that are advocates for your health, not just somebody that just shows up and says, oh, well, this looks fine. You're making this up or you're crazy, right? I mean, I think everybody's got a little bit of a story.
We don't like to say we don't know, like we use the word idiopathic when we don't know something. It's like, why can't we just say we don't know?
Sounds way cooler though than what my doctors were saying. So yeah, so that's kind of, so my business partner, again, as I mentioned, is a chiropractor. So we do functional medicine and all that stuff together. So yeah, but one of the things we're kind of passionate on is, I mean, obviously our business is called Elements of Wellness. So it's kind of not to be contrived, but each one of the elements to us means something as part of your health and well-being. And obviously this kind of, this fits for us is that mind-body connection and spirit, if you will, as part of also what we wanted to do. So meditation obviously fit the bill on that end.
So. I'm a Taurus, so I represent the earth, but I'm also sassy, so then I've got fire too. And I'm wearing a lab coat for no reason at all.
I'm a Leo with Leo rising, so that means I'm self-deprecating, but I love to talk about it. So...
I'm Taurus May. I don't know anything. There used to be a doorman at a hotel near me that used to tell me like what was going to happen to me. He was really good at astrology, and then he left. So,
what do you must have lost since then, Erin?
I don't know what's going on with the moon or the stars. So I think that's so cool, and it's awesome to see like how careers like cross paths, like you know, like that, and. It's got to be probably more therapeutic than, you know, I always think, stand-up comedy by itself is therapeutic. Although you guys probably.
The crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
really.
Yeah, but it's probably tougher today too for you guys. Just cause everybody gets offended and it's, to me, that would be stressful. But this doesn't really sound like that would come into play. I don't think people don't get offended during comedic meditation.
They haven't so far. No, I mean, you know, I'm fairly positive. Like, I like dark humor. I mean, I had an entire show about death at one point when my mom passed away called Laugh After Death. And I like being edgy, but I think I'm fairly smart. I mean, my background is a language master's. I'm not using that at all. Otherwise, my stand-up would be in French. I think there's something pretty loving and inclusive because I will go a lot of places people won't, but I also think that I can read a crowd well. And, you know, if someone would be offended, I had a whole career in broadcast in Canada and here doing TV and radio. And the things that would offend someone is not what you get letters on. It's because someone either misconstrued or heard the wrong thing. So when I'm in front of a mic and I'm doing stand up, I actually can't worry about that, Erin. Otherwise, I just never am mean. I used to joke that I don't think anyone should require a rape kit when they leave a stand-up comedy club. Yeah. And sometimes the guy comics would just lay into me or whoever was in the front row. And certainly having to roll with some comedians can give one pause. But I think people feel elevated. And I think if the joke, honestly, if it's funny... I think if it's funny enough, you can absolutely shed some light on some pretty dark topics or taboo topics. I think people just do it. If you're just doing it to shock, then I think that's where a lot of people, I mean, look, people are now trying to say something offensive. I'm ready to do it just to get the press.
It's true. Yeah,
I'm going to do a Kardashian sex tape, but that's just so early 2000s. So now I'm just going to tweet something heinous and get canceled and then have my supporters rally for me.
But if I'm going to interject Erin too, I mean, she's really good as well. Cause I mean, her standup always is kind of, as she said, kind of inclusive and like she reads a room, but she also kind of plays in the topics. Like we kind of have like our doors open about half an hour prior. There may or may not be champagne involved. But
yes, there is,
you know,
we want.
It's not pressured on anybody. But, what's great about that is that she actually works the room a little bit, gets to know those that are there, whether there's five people or there's 20 people at our meditation. And then those themes kind of pop up from those little conversations that she's had. So everyone kind of feels safe, included. I think it kind of brings in more of like the meaning of meditation, even through that humor, because of those little gestures that are made to really kind of amplify the comedy to fit the occasion.
And so Just walk me through a class. If I was, and I'll probably come if I'm out. It's in LA, right?
It is. Yeah, we love it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I love to try new things. I just went to a breathing thing the other day. I'm an asthmatic, and I thought I was going to die, but I went.
Oh my gosh.
It was like I was hyperventilating on the ground, and I was like, if I die this way, my obituary is going to be awful.
Our obituary is going to be ironic.
Yeah.
We all aspire to, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not unlike when I've done comedy, because whether it's for corporation or whom, I always try to get as much information on the crowd as I can. Obviously, that's not always available to you for clubs. But even here, so yeah, when people, the doors open here at Elements of Wellness, and we should send you pictures. I guess you saw some pictures online, Erin, but it's just a gorgeous space for starters. So already, you know, it's so relaxing and beautiful. And I think people feel very at home and excited as soon as they get in. And then people have either a water or some champagne, sometimes snacks. I don't know. It gets fancy. Lasers. So we'll all hang for a half hour, 40 minutes, and then everybody takes a seat on either a mat or they have delicious recliners. And then I'll do about 20 minutes or so.
Because, I mean, my business partner is a chiropractor, right? So we have to make sure we take care of those lovely little spines. So
yeah, absolutely.
Aren't really best for people.
My goal is to make someone laugh so hard they put their back out and Dr. Chet has to come and do.
It's a good business model.
Plan overall.
Right? Trying to get them more business. So yeah, I do about 20 minutes or so and everybody gets laughing. And I think another thing, Erin, I don't know if we mentioned it already, is everybody also, they're just comfortable with each other. Then there's a community. Everybody's kind of laughing at me. It gives them a common goal. And I'm like, and now crazy white woman is going to take you through a guided meditation. Hard right turn, which comedy's a part of. And obviously I do that through breathing. You know, I do the old tranquilizer breath sometimes, the breathing in slowly, holding for 7, go out for 8, and just get them focused on their breathing. And then like sort of, you know, loosening all the muscles, going head to toe that way. And people have been out, no one moves. It's almost alarming throughout the meditation. So I think it helps for them. As I said, we just kind of get out of our own way and you're not so twitchy because you've already been laughing.
And we also play theta wave music also in the background. So that kind of just even kind of helps more of that connection and getting kind of primed into it. So obviously it's not playing my, she's doing stand up or, you know, that would be.
She did the first one.
You guys turn that off because I just want to have a nap.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I want to say like McGee or something. It was some Irish name, but he was a researcher who wrote a book on all of the healing properties of laughter, which were remarkable. Like it really got into the nitty-gritty of the science of it, like which immune cell was released when you laughed. But just in a really basic term, it's a form of progressive muscle relaxation. You know, when people go from like do the body scans and go from head to toe, laughing, it really is, it's contracting and releasing. And like that's relieving, just on an anatomical level, is relieving stress. I'll have to say laughing sometimes has thrown me into an asthma attack. That actually happened at the Comedy Cellar.
As an audience, Erin,
I was sitting in the front row and I was like, I cannot use my inhaler. Like this comic is going to roast me. I'm like, I will feel like such a nerd. And I know that's really awful and stereotypical to say, but, I'm like, Erin, just like breathe and don't use your inhaler. Anyways, so how many people?
I mean, yeah, you didn't want to give them like a material for that. I would have had like your Darth Vader, your miniature. I would have taken a hit off of it, so it's probably bad. Who knows what a comedian would right now just look like you're vaping, so you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So you'll just kind of look like a bit of a
totally
douche.
Yeah.
So how many people come and how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, really, it's only been a couple of months that we've really been.
Yeah, not even. We started in October.
Yeah.
And we actually had the NBC local morning show, California, come and do a piece on us right away, which was fun.
Yeah.
So we had a reenactment during the afternoon, because what's more hilarious than doing something just for the camera in the middle of the afternoon that's fake? And so we've had, it's varied. Sometimes it's just a very VIP. And as Kay said, we've had it, like we have a big crowd, bigger crowd coming tonight as it builds, but we've had anywhere from 5 to 25.
And
do you open with, do you end with stand-up, or do you end with the guided imagery?
End with the guided meditation, then people come out of it, and we also notice that people like to hang out for sometimes hours afterwards. Yeah. Like
really,
all just hang.
It becomes actually a late night. Yeah. I'm here at the office sometimes at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and then having to leave at like 10:30.
That's cool though. And there's so much now on, I had Dr. Watt on here before. He has this whole theory about depression and the social brain theory and loneliness. So it's cool to hear that people are hanging out and connecting.
Yeah. Well, especially in this city. I mean, I'm sure it's the same in New York, Aaron, but I mean, LA is, you can go south fast here. I come from Canada, so I can imagine.
Oh God.
I know. It's always a babe in the woods, but you know, I think here it can be really, it's huge and disconnected, and people are as deep as a lunch tray, you know, myself included, but at least I call people when I say I'm going to call. So I think a lot of times you want to find something where you feel a sense of belonging. I think that's what Katie and Dr. Chet are trying to do with their business. And it's absolutely what I'm trying to do with comedy. And I think it's one of the best depression busters. And for me, as I said, I really went into it full time and saw the difference when my mom passed away, because it's just such a big grief buster for me. It's really the one time you just turn into a cliche, when I really am happy and you're not thinking about anything else. So in many ways, the same as meditation. And I love when someone makes me laugh. Like, I'm not one of those comedians who's, that's clever.
You one-upped me.
I like everything from the Three Stooges to Oscar Wilde. Like, I will laugh as long as it's not a cheap, I don't want to hear jokes about anybody's period or fat, or, you know, I don't like cheap stuff, but otherwise I'm like a 14-year-old boy. I really do find a lot of things giggle worthy. I think it's such a, it's great whether you're performing or, and so, yeah, we want people to leave in a nice, peaceful state after the guided meditation. There's some shtick that follows
from both of us afterwards.
Always. But, I mean, it is kind of interesting, too, because you see people kind of walk in. You think, oh, they're more into just the stand-up side of this. And then when they stay for an hour later talking about almost like a little bit of a spiritual awakening.
Metaphysical, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just something that they're trying to connect with again. I mean, that's also, you know, the purpose of this was, let's take the woo-woo out of woo-woo. You know, this, we don't need to have a, you know, we can take away some of the verbology of like the ohms and the, you know, what is expected and the poses and the hands open and the hands closed and what the different, how you actually pronounce, or the different hums or banter that actually go with each one of the chakras. I mean,
I believe it's chakras.
Chakras, right?
Yeah, like there's so many gurus here, Erin. Yeah.
LA. It's LA.
Yeah. Namaste is getting me to, you know, the middle finger wants to pop every time I hear that. But that we can take some of these things and these stigmas away. I mean, what that makes it more exclusive, we want it to be inclusive, because meditation is supposed to be a healing thing for everyone. We're all supposed to be able to connect with it, but when you already feel excluded, or you feel odd, or you feel uncomfortable, how are you ever going to get to that brain state that your body, let alone your mind, craves so much?
And how many times have you heard people say, yeah, I don't meditate? It's like almost a political stance. Like, oh, I can't, I don't meditate. And I get that, like, because
I can't shut it off that easily.
Surfing or dancing is moving meditation. And I mean, I'm like a chihuahua on meth. That's how hard I'm shaking. After a 5-hour energy drink, I'm very hyper, you know. So, yeah. Meditation was, and that's why I liked the guided meditations too.
And I grew up Catholic, and I obviously the Catholic Church has had, well, you know, millions of issues. But the one thing I loved about going to church, especially now living in the city, and I grew up in Trucksville, Pennsylvania, which is it's just like it, how it sounds, really small trucks and ville. But I missed that silence just like kind of being in just the stillness where you could just go and sit in a pew. And it really had nothing to do with God. It was just like a craving kind of that stillness, you know?
Well, it's even like people too. I mean, I used to live in the East Coast myself, and I mean, living here in California, you really never get it, but even just the peacefulness of a thunderstorm, you know, just to be able to have your focusing thoughts on, you know, on yeah. just sound even is sometimes just a necessary need.
So it's like a unicorn here. It's like, it's a thunderstorm. It's Bigfoot. Oh, it's yeah. And then everybody it falls apart like the back end of Saturday Night Live. All the meetings are canceled. People scatter from the streets like they're extras in a Godzilla movie. Nobody can handle rain here. It's strange. But and we also, by the way, had the opposite where we had some hardcore meditators come the first.
Especially oh. Yeah.
And they said, we were, because this fella had a bit of an accent. He said, I told some of my friends and they said, comedy with meditation, that's like putting hot dogs on a pizza. I don't know what that means either. And I'm like, I don't even know people that. But then, and we meditate four times a day, and I thought, oh gosh, I was sort of nervous for it, and yeah. they loved it, and they said, oh, we got to tell people, okay, it does come, because it seems like an odd marriage at first, but as Katie described so eloquently, it kind of makes sense. It works well together.
Opposites attract, right? So
yeah. And you neither of you had tried laughter yoga before, which yes. is just, you have tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love yoga.
Sounds like you loved it. So.
Get there, it's kind of, you know, but.
I love yoga, but yeah, I don't know, at some point, like I didn't get into the, you know how people, like my little brother has an infectious laugh. It doesn't matter what's happening. If he's laughing, I'm laughing. And I was hoping that would happen in the class. And granted, Aaron, I only tried it once, but. I just couldn't.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then I was kind of making fun of it in my mind, and it to me it sort of took me out of it.
Yep.
Because then I was just getting annoyed. But maybe I didn't have the right instructor. And I love yoga. I've done almost every kind. Katie and I are this close to adopting goats because we want to do goat yoga.
Oh, that would be. It was weird. You say I was just thinking a random like goat thought earlier, and I'm like, don't say that out loud. But now that you said it. That would be cool. Goat, like comedic meditation with goats.
Yeah.
No.
Oh well, as long as they open for me.
It's just the nice thing with comedic meditation is you don't have poop to clean up afterwards. So yeah, that's the one thing.
Usually. Generally. Depends on the age of the audience. Well, also my,
they wear diapers if that's the issue.
Yeah. I have a dog, Dr. Zira. So she too is a medical professional.
Yes, she is.
And, the story behind this, Aaron, is I had two dogs, and my big guy passed away a couple months ago. And so Dr. Zira and I have been a wreck ever since. And they were so inseparable that she started to go, she started to fade as well. And so my only cure for that is I've become just the absolute quintessential white woman, and I now bring a chihuahua with me everywhere, including Elements of Wellness, and she's become the mascot here. So she hangs out during the meditation.
That's hilarious.
We'll sit on the occasional tummy, and then finally Katie got the brilliant idea to bring out her blanket so that she would just chill with everyone. But
she
goes around everybody, literally gives everyone a little bit of attention.
Yeah. Well, she's a professional. Yeah. She knows how to work a room. So
one-on-one.
Great bedside matter, I have to say.
Well, it's interesting. Well, when you said, Katie, in the beginning about your search to find the cure for your thyroid issue, I feel like a lot of veterans who were like heavily medicated, on a ridiculous amount of drugs post-war. And so they're looking, like they're also actively looking for holistic methods to handle their stress and anxiety and the transitioning into a scary civilian world where you kind of have to rebuild your identity. And that's kind of how people find alternative and holistic things. And I make fun of the world of wellness. I'm in wellness.
Awesome.
I make fun of that. but there are some crazy things out there. I'm sure you guys have seen them, like where you're like, oh, that's not good advice.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Well, that's why we were trying to give a new life to meditation. Cause we both said and as I said, the gurus and people, mind you, I'm really malleable, so it'd be like, the crispy chest hairs of a Greek man combined with shaved Yeti and some yogurt. All right. Like, I really will try anything, but there's a lot of scammers. Among just things that aren't very effective.
And as you know, I mean, there's yes, there's medical professionals with degrees and stuff, but where's the passion? You know, and I think that's what I was trying to allude to earlier is mm-hmm. I mean, you can get very tired very quickly if you're just in it for the money, for example, or what have you. But when you really can, but when you really start to get to know a person and you start to get to know their background, you start to understand, you see their blood work. And I mean, half the time we'll see their blood work and it goes, oh my gosh, you have a self-love issue. And literally that starts a whole nother type of conversation. So it's not just about, well, what therapies can we get? It's also, how do you get the help you need so that you understand how valuable you are and that you're worthy of healing? Like, this isn't just something you do because you're sick, right? And you have to take a pill. This is life. This is what you're here for, is that you're a spiritual being having a human experience. And this is part of it. So, I mean, again, tying back into the meditation, so that's another thing where Dr. Chet Millett and I really were trying to develop this center was, you can't just say, oh, you need to find meditation or you need to find some other place that can help you. We wanted to have it all here so that people didn't feel afraid, that if we could get their trust, why wouldn't they would trust other things and they would try other means. And, you know, we have a statement here of even kind of how, we want to take away the fear of healing simply because from the way that the design of the center is to how our demeanor is. I mean, we don't wear lab coats or anything like that either.
Because it's like a Costco of wellness. It's all right here.
Take fear out of it, because if we can take your fear of your health away, I mean, I can't help people with money, but you know, it's one of those two things that most people are fearful of. If we can take that away, what are you capable of doing outside of these doors? You know, who are you going to impact past that point? But it does come from a self-love and a self-value standpoint of healing and taking your own health in your own hands. Because I mean, just even like a really good lawyer, you could be the best lawyer in the world, but unless that patient or that customer or that client
yeah.
really is, try it again.
Yeah. I like patients, though. Yeah,
I'm a victim. Routine. You know, what can I say? You know, that those kind of things happen. They can be the best lawyer that there is, but yet it's hard to help somebody that doesn't want to be helped, right? That can't share, that even a therapist. I mean, if a patient or a client of theirs doesn't want to actually share what's really going on or how they feel, there's really not much that therapists can really dive into, too. So it's kind of a...
So it's like a mind-body, trying to hit it from all
angles and all approaches so that people understand that worth, and but they don't feel pressured to do so. They kind of feel almost welcomed into that healing world and even into this kind of woo-woo meditation type space.
Woo-woo adjacent. So,
right.
And I'm sure you might find this in some people that come to your class, like there's some resistance or some people think it's stupid and you have to deal with that when you're you know, I guess educating or leading a group or something like that. But I write a lot about wellness because I think there's a lot of good to it. And then I think there's some stuff that really could improve. And one thing I really want to do is to get rid of this idea that it's like a luxury brand and make it a little bit more universal. Because sometimes I think, and you know, like when I scroll on Instagram and certain you know, like top social media accounts, I kind of get turned off because I'm like, well, if I was like completely broke, that I'd be like, well, that's not for me, you know?
Right.
So
yeah, just first world and Fuji. Well, it can because you know, people. I'm, you know, just like when people are hiring some to do Reiki for their dogs, it feels like. I mean, I don't want to judge. I'm just because of the wrong person. However, maybe not hit people's list of essentials. So I like that you're trying to, you know, showing that it's much more accessible.
It's just accessible and like it can be. Very basic. It doesn't have to be, you know, all these, a lot of trinkets and a lot of things. You know, and it can be that, but obviously it doesn't have to be. Anyways, guys, I don't want to take up too much of your time. If I was going to tell someone how to find the comedic meditation class or Essentials of Wellness, where will they go?
Elements of Wellness. You go to our website. We're actually no, please don't worry about it. We're actually in the middle of a website overhaul, but we're located near Universal Studios and near just north of Hollywood, so just north of the Hollywood Bowl. CarlaCollins.com.
CarlaCollins.com.
Yeah.
So you can go to at Carla Collins Comedian. Mm-hmm. I want to get more followers.
Yeah. And you're performing, right? Outside of this?
Oh, yeah. I went full time into comedy.
Oh, God. Like twice a week.
And I usually.
That's awesome.
I post pretty much everything on Instagram, which is linked to my Facebook and Twitter. So, Carla_Collins is Twitter.
But I just saw your picture. I saw the angel wings. I was like, wow, okay. Wellness is working for you.
I went to the bikini shot from Mexico. That's from last November. I don't know. I may or may not be sober in that picture. But the important thing is that it got way more likes and everyone's attention. And we're going to have our biggest class tonight. Not joking.
Are you dressed like that now for class?
I'm like an old whore at a half price sale, Erin. Yeah. I'm just waiting to sell out. Like,
just tell us what we need to do.
High road.
Yeah. Just tell us what we need to do. We'll do it.
Exactly. I'm looking to, like, I would like to do something back in my home country of Canada. Craig and I could come to New York or we think it also would be great, like a corporate Christmas party thing. Or just corporate, whatever they have those day bonding. I don't know.
Yeah, like workplace wellness.
Yeah.
Self-care days. I think people are doing, there's so much emphasis on it, but this would be great for that. I'm going to tell everybody I know. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Well, I love you for
that.
We also have a little handle on Instagram as well for comedic meditation. So it is just at comedic meditation. Nobody was even looking at the handle or anything. So, and we're kind of in the process of trademarking all of this as well. So,
That's smart.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So, from one marker to another, right?
When it's the next goat yoga. I'd love to be a goat yogist.
Goat yogi. So you can follow there or you can private message there if anybody was interested for more information. You could also call Elements of Wellness directly or text our number. All that's on the website as well that you can kind of call us for more information any of the times have changed, but we're pretty rock steady with this one. So
awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
Nice to meet you as well. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I will definitely try it. When I come out there, I don't know when that'll be, but
perfect. Well, hey, if we can get the videos correct on Skype at some point, maybe we can just have you kind of take the class.
All right. So. That's true. I'll be like a digital presence.
I just might not be on a recliner. Okay. So don't take that personally, but.
That you're awesome, Erin. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys. I think it's great what you're doing and the world needs more of it. So keep at it. Absolutely.
And vice versa. So thank you again for everything. So
thanks guys. Have a good class tonight.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Erin.
Well, that was fun. And thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully you were laughing too. A special thank you to Carla and Katie for their time and explaining to us what comedic meditation is. It sounds amazing. And I've done, laughter exercises and laughter yoga, and I've done meditation, but the combination, the synergy of the two together sounds amazing. So if you're in LA, I hope you try it. I plan on trying it next time I'm out there. And if you guys have any suggestions or tips or whatever, you can always reach me at bloomingwellness.com. My stomach is growling. Hopefully you're not hearing it. Anyways, guys, go out there and do good things and see you next time.